Penguin Random House Audio presents Even This I Get to Experience, written and read by Norman Lear.
You haven't overcome the fear of death until you delight in your own life, believing it to be the carrying out of the universal purpose. George Bernard Shaw. Preface. When I was a boy, I thought that if I could turn a screw in my father's head just a 1/16 of an inch one way or the other, it might help him to tell the difference between right and wrong. I couldn't, of course, and ultimately he and I had to pay a serious price for his confusion. In late June of 1931, just out of third grade and a month away from turning 9, I was eagerly looking forward to my first experience at summer camp. A roll of cloth tape imprinted with Norman M. Lear, Norman M. Lear, Norman M. Lear, sat on the kitchen counter waiting for my mother to cut it up and sew my name into the clothes I'd be taking with me in a few weeks. Meanwhile, my father was about to take a plane to Tulsa. None of my friends in Chelsea, Massachusetts, knew anybody who had ever flown anywhere. It had only been 4 years since Charles Lindbergh flew 33.5 hours in his single-engine Spirit of St. Louis to get from New York to Paris, and the rare plane that was spotted in the sky had us kids chasing around in the street yelling, "Lindy! Lindy!" So Dad flying to Oklahoma was a big deal. He was traveling on some kind of business. "Monkey business," said my mother, who sensed that the men he'd fallen in with were not...